abode with doves, a television, and fire. The gunwales of a ship at sea are on fire, and the fact that something in water blazes keeps us awake for hours. At the edge of the boat, people jump over the railing, braving both the flames and water. Still, in the screen glare, we catch the way we sleep in summer. No shoulder between us can say this deeply. The ship bleeds off the television's edge like a thief with a lost hand. The captain is a handsome man who kept the dovecote next to the life rafts. It is a useless thing. The doves never leaving their cages. The clipped ridges of their wings is an affront. The birds pinwheel into the ocean, interfering with a helicopter blade's hard whirl. The birthmark on your wrist reflects light from the cathode as birds saw the air. Dawn blurs the picture, leaving ghosts. It is horrible. The birds burn, but even more, the captain cries because the food in their cages boils, smelling of sweet corn in a June from his childhood. Our beautiful captain stands on the deck, and you're in love with him because of his burnished medallions and his grief. Despite the flaw in the television, the instinct to love is the exact memory of flight for mourning doves. Dearest, we love similar failures. Night's lost composition. Fire's leaf-like clamor. New light's stutter as pigeons ascend to our rooftop.